This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back into Sports Talk, our Monday, March 17th edition. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all, gearing up for a Pelicans game this evening in the Smoothie King Center. They're hosting the Detroit Pistons. That's coming up 6:30 on the Big 870 AM with a 7 o'clock tip-off. We did get word from Pelicans that Zion Williamson is available tonight. Also, Kelly Olynyk and Eve Missy available for the Birds. So at least they're fairly healthy going into tonight's game. I know Zion Williamson missed last matchup due to personal reasons, but the big guy is available this evening. And Mike, we just got 14 games left in the Pels regular season, and then, we're done with Pels basketball this season. It's been a rough year for the Birds, and at least hoping just some entertaining games to close out things down the stretch here.
It's been awful, to be honest. When you think about how much buildup this was to this season, and, you know, you never want to use injuries as an excuse, but it is. In this case, man, you had them, and in droves. And just when you got somebody healthy, somebody else went down with another injury. And so it's a lost season. Can this team, though, flip it? Similar to what we saw with Memphis this year. But the most shocking team, and Charlie and I have talked about this, and we've talked about it with Jake Madison, Ali Cassell. Man, who the hell ever thought the Pistons would have a winning record at this stage of the season? Bickerstaff has done a fantastic job there. And he blew up the other night. Now, he thought he got the Roy into the deal refereeing-wise against OKC. And listen, I agree with him on that particular part. But what a great job J.B. Bickerstaff has done with the Pistons this year to have them a winning season. Listen, nobody had that on the dance card to start the 24-25 season. I don't think anybody thought that this Pistons team this late would be in the hunt. And, man, listen, they got some talent they've accumulated. I think they just had the first overall pick, I think just maybe once. But they had the worst record, like, what, 4 out of the last 5 years? And didn't get the number one pick. So all this stuff about, oh, just tank it, we'll get the first pick. No, that don't necessarily mean anything. Because now you got to go through the lottery situation. So, man, the Pistons, you talk about they play hard. They a good basketball team. And JB has done a fantastic job.
Yeah, you mentioning with them, nobody saw this coming from Detroit. I mean, they're the sixth seed right now in the Eastern Conference and have it pretty, you know, at hand with Atlanta a few games behind them, not looking like that the Hawks are going to catch them. So they're not even in the play-in. They're in the playoff. And I told Charlie this one of the earlier segments, Mike, that when the Pistons fired Monty Williams and obviously had to shell out all that money to say bye-bye to him, I was like, what are they doing with this organization? Just giving Monty just, you know, 1 year at the helm. But they sure look like they got things together right now, at least.
Yeah, they pieced it all together. And they're believing in one another. I think that's the key. A lot of times, people don't get it. But in any job that you're in, if you believe what you're doing is going to give you the best success, make you the most money, give you security, you're going to bust your tail harder. And people say, well, I work hard every day. Okay, that part probably is true. But if you really believe in what you're doing is giving you the best chance, man, you're going to work a little harder. And I think that's what you see with this Pistons team. There is some talent here. They've accumulated the last few years by being so bad, and you get the pick so high. But Bickerstaff has really got them believing in one another and believing in what he's teaching. And I think that's the real big key. I don't care if it's in life, in business, in sports. If you believe that, you know, it's going to work out much better for you.
Coming up at 7 o'clock, Mike, we've got the Pelicans on 870 AM. Also, the Jay Johnson Show, first one of the year, coming up on 105.3 FM. The Tigers did it again this weekend, man, looking impressive. Sweeping Missouri to start SEC play. First game getting a 12-5 win. The next one a little tighter at 7-6. And then yesterday's matchup, another 10-5 victory for LSU. They're now on the season overall, a 20-1 record, and obviously with conference play starting, 3-0 now in conference play. They got UNO tomorrow, and boy, oh boy, a tough one, though, this weekend where they have to travel to Austin to take on the fifth-ranked Texas Longhorns. So things are just getting heated up for college baseball right now, especially for LSU.
Yeah, and you think about, you know, Missouri was peskier than they thought, Steve.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I'll be honest with you. And we brought this up to Scott Sanders, you know, and Scott having played all those years in the majors. He was like, Mike, you're in a catch-22 here. You know you're better than them. And so you want to go in with confidence, but you can't overlook them. And I'll be honest, Missouri played better than I thought I would see out of them, because I didn't think they played real well early in the season at all. But, man, how about Daniel Correll? He was the SEC co-freshman of the week. And, you know, this week all he did was hit 571, 8 for 14, two doubles, a triple, four RBIs, and six runs.
You sure he's just 19?
Freshman. Freshman. So, you know, that's been the big part of the story early on. The freshman play, not playing like freshmen, and the pitching staff. That, man, you know, to take a look at it, and it's just on paper and just what we've seen, there is no, say, superstar like a Paul Skeens and Dylan Cruz. Not to that level. But, Steve, you take a look at this team up and down the lineup, I would say from top to bottom, they have a better overall lineup than the one that won the national championship.
Yeah, they're a problem all over the place.
Now, can you piece it together late? Because, you know, baseball is a weird sport where you can get hot and cold, and you can see guys get hot and cold in there. But can the pitching staff hold up for you? And, man, they got some talent. And, you know, you look at what Danny Dickinson has done as a transfer to this team. It's amazing what Jay Johnson has done. And, you know, I got told this before he took the job, and he laughed when I told him that I have a friend of mine who scouts in Major League Baseball, and he made the comment, wait till you see Jay when he takes over at LSU. He's the Steve Spurrier of college baseball. And he was like, Mike, I really like that. You know, that was Jay's comment. Man, because, you know, man, Spurrier dominated in the SEC. No matter if you like Florida or don't like Florida, you got to give Spurrier credit. When he was at Florida, he was a dominant coach. And for a while, it worked at South Carolina, too. But then, you know, like everything else in life, it comes to an end. But, man, Jay has done a fantastic job recruiting the right players. And now it's just keeping everybody happy. Because you got that many players that are playing, you know, and Skip Bertman used to talk about it all the time. A big part of my issue is I got more than 9 good players. It's keeping the other guys happy because eventually I'm going to have to call on them. And you're a starter. Not that I put you in the bat or I put you in the field or I put you in the outfield, I put you in the pitch. You're a starter. You got to play like one. And I think that's the challenge for this year for Jay Johnson.
Yeah, you look at a guy like Derek Curio, you mentioned the freshman. He's batting .451 on the year right now, Mike. That's absurd.
Yeah, he ain't playing like no freshman. That's all I can say. And so it's still early on, and you got SEC play. And like you mentioned, it gets tougher this weekend. That Longhorn team, they got some talent on there. Just a wild set of events in the offseason for Texas. But still, again, Longhorns are very talented, and it's a much tougher opponent than what you faced this weekend in Missouri.
Yeah, looking at the NCAA men's basketball tournament, unfortunately, no LSU in the mix there. But on the women's side of things, the Lady Tigers earning the 3 seed once again in Kim Mulkey's reign.
Well, you knew that. I mean, you know, and I think, again, we talked about, you know, with Coach Wade, how competitive it is in the SEC in college basketball. Well, it's the same way in women's college basketball. Okay, South Carolina, they are who they are. Okay? And, you know, that crown hasn't gotten real heavy on their heads.
No, it has not.
Put it that way. And, man, they got one whale of a coach, too. But, you know, Kim Mulkey's going to have her team playing well. And, again, it's there are some health issues there
right on
that basketball team and that she needs to get healthy. But I guarantee you, Kim is going to have them playing at a high level. She is as focused a coach as I've ever been around. You know, I don't care if it's men or women's, to get her team ready to play. And so Coach Mulkey, I think we'll have him in there. But this is a really more difficult SEC than when she entered it. I think it's more talented today. So you battle tested, okay? You battle tested now to get into the tournament to try to get out. And just to see the growth of women's basketball collegiate-wise, Steve, it's amazing. In like this 4 or 5 year span, to see how quickly the interest and the people that watch it and pay attention to it has grown exponentially, much more than I would have ever believed.
Well, the good news, Ms. Mulkey said the other day that Flauje Johnson and Issa Morrow are going to be able to play in the NCAA tournament. They're walking around in boots right now, but that's just a reminder that they've been dealing with injuries. Supposedly, they don't need the boots right now. She doesn't even know why they're in them still, but those two should be good to go and much needed for the Lady Tigers coming up in the NCAA tournament. We're going to take a break. When we get back, former LSU Tiger Devon Godchow will join us, the new Saints defensive tackle, right here on WWL Saints Radio. Be back after this.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve Geller along with Mike D'Attelier, Charlie Long, and now welcoming into the radio huddle, they've got a Plaquemine native back in Louisiana, Davin Godshall. Welcome back to the boot, and thanks so much for joining us. How the heck you been doing?
I'm doing great, man. I'm glad to be on the show.
Davin, you're not going to believe this, but the day before you got traded, I was on the phone with Pete Jenkins. Okay, and Pete's a regular on the show. And I said, you got to come on to talk about Kyle Williams. And he was like, okay, I'll talk to you about Kyle. Then the trade goes down, we talk, and he was like, man, I got stories about Godshall. I got some stories about Godshall. So, but he said, Mike, I'm so proud of Davin and what he's been able to do. And, man, I heard your comments about Coach Jenkins and what he meant to you in your development as a player, as a collegiate. And so I'll let you go on with it because, man, Pete's, you know, he's mentored so many different coaches and players throughout the years, but he certainly had a big impact with you at LSU.
Yeah, man. The great Pete. The great Pete. Pete has meant a lot to me. You know, when Pete first got to LSU, and took over when Coach O took over to be the head coach after Les Miles. Pete said, when he came in the room, I'll never forget this. He said, after he'd been with me a couple, he said, I didn't know if I like you because I thought you was uncoachable. He said, I see a lot of good stuff on film, you know, but it just wasn't consistent enough. You know, like you flash here, you flash there, but it wasn't consistent. So I didn't know if I liked you because I thought you was uncoachable. But after Pete spent a couple months around me, man, we grew into like a bond, that a great relationship. Like and we still keep in touch to this day. You know, like, so I mean, it took off to a great relationship. He helped me. You know, if I would have had Pete probably my freshman year, I mean, who knows? The sky would have been the limit. I mean, I had him my junior year, and the sky was already the limit after that. You know, it can continue to help me in today's, you know, entering year 9 in the NFL to continue to, like, to whoop ass because of Pete Jenkins. So, you know, he taught me a whole lot of stuff, how to use my hands, you know, just a whole lot, especially when you talk about run defense. So I think the great Pete, man, he had a lot to do with the success that I had and the success that I'm continuing to have. Because I still see him. I still try to get down and see him every chance I get it in the offseason. You know, if I can see him for a day or two, I still try to go get that work.
you know, one thing with Pete, he's anything but modest. So he tells me this. I'm going to tell you about Gottschalk. If I'd have had him as a freshman, he'd have been a first-round pick. Would have been none of this middle-round stuff. But that's Pete being Pete. And
If I'd have had Pete, if I'd have had Pete my freshman, I'd definitely been top 10 pick. That's no disrespect to nobody. But that's just me being honest. And that's just Pete being honest, you know. But everything happens for a reason, you know. I'm glad to have him now because who knows if I've never had Pete, do I play 9 years, you know, in the NFL? Who knows, you know. So now that I had a chance to get him and I continue to see him and he, you know, brags to other players about me, show film and stuff like that. You know, who knows what would have happened? You know, I'm always betting on myself. I believe in myself, but all the little help that you can get, you know, you always want to receive it because, you know, you never know what it can do for you.
Devin, one of the things I think Super Bowl Sunday brought to the conscience of everybody is you can have all these skilled guys in the world, but if you don't kick ass up front, offensive, defensive line, you ain't going nowhere. And you saw what that Georgia turned Philadelphia defensive line did on Patrick Mahomes. And I think that's going to be the blueprint for a lot of teams this offseason to say, you know what, I want to try to be like them. Now, you don't have a Jalen Carter or, you know, those guys kind of hanging to get picked like little binding fruit. But one of the things is I do think the emphasis on the running game and stopping the run, I think is going to be emphasized even more this offseason.
You talking about like just in general around the league?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, the teams who win in the NFL, and it's been shown, it's the teams who can stop the run, who can run the football, and who can play great special teams. But yes, has the NFL grown into more of a passing league? Absolutely. But when it comes down to the playoff football, you got to be able to run the football. You got to be able to stop the run. You got to be able to play great on special teams. And all that stuff, you still have to be able to score. The name of the game is scoring. The name of the game is having more points than they have. So, Philadelphia got after Pat Mahomes, and they got after him with the front four. So, I mean, but Philadelphia don't get after Pat Mahomes if they don't what? Stop the run. So, it all boils down to, it all comes back in full circle. So, it just has to be, you know, every team's going to look for D lineman that can get after the quarterback, that can disrupt games, that can stop the run. You know, that's just, if you got a good D line, you got a good chance to win a lot of football games. I just put it at that.
Devin, one of the things in the, you know, when you look at your journey, okay, you were at Plaquemine, and then you have a knee injury, and then, you know, you play defensive end, defensive tackle. You've played some nose in the NFL. It goes to show, and I got great respect for guys like you that can do this over a period of time at such a high level. And I heard Bill Belichick on the NFL Network talk last year, and he actually showed a few plays with you about your ability to stop the run. And he used the term the grunt work. A lot of people, they want to rush the quarterback. But look what Davin does to stop the run and set up plays for other guys. And that's why I got so much respect for you as a person and as a player that you know your understanding of your role and you do it at such a high level for so long.
Yeah, man. I'm excited, man. I'm excited because you know, once you add some players that the Saints already have on defense and then you add my caliber style of play, you know, it's just, it can, the sky can be the limit. You know, we just got to believe in each other and play as all 11. You know, it takes all 11. It takes everybody to be on the same page. And I'm willing to do whatever I got to do for the team to win. And when the plays come for me to make, I'm going to make them. You know, I've been blessed. You know, I've been having career high years of tackling. So trust me, I'm just not going to, you know, I'm always do the dirty work, but I'm also make the plays when they come to me. You know, I had 67 tackles this year. I had 75 a career high a couple of years ago. So I'm always looking to be into the 60 to 70 category when it comes to tackles as a defensive lineman, you know. So when the plays come to me, I expect to make them. But when it's time for me to, you know, sacrifice for other players, I can do that also.
One of the things, too, Davin, what's your connection? Did you know Bo Davis before you came here to New Orleans?
I knew of Bo Davis, yes. I had a chance to meet Bo this year at LSU when I went back for a game. But I knew Bo from guys at Alabama that he coached. And, you know, Bo was under the Saban tree. So, you know, Bo is a guy under Pete Jenkins. So, yeah, I mean, I knew of Bo, but I never was coached by Bo.
Steve?
Davin, curious, you know, coming back home now to Louisiana, what's some things that you've been missing from around here that you get to be a part of now all the time?
Oh, man. I told my wife, I said, yeah, we got to get on a good diet plan out here. Just coming back home, man, it can be dangerous with the great food of the state of Louisiana. So I got to make sure I stay disciplined with that. I mean, just kind of like the fans, man. Just, you know, Louisiana fans are all drunk, crazy, and, you know, they just love sports. They just love sports. And, you know, you miss that at LSU. I never actually played in the Superdome yet. So this will be my first time playing the Superdome. I never played in the Superdome. I never went to a high school state championship. I never played in the NFL, the game I went to with the Miami Dolphins. It was a preseason game, and I ended up not playing that game because I think it was like the last game, you know, for the guys who's trying to make the roster. So I never actually played in the Superdome. So it'll be my first time playing the Superdome. So I'm excited.
Have you gotten to talk to Cam Jordan yet? You know, Cam's, you know, man, I remember when they picked him as a first-round pick. It seemed like yesterday. Now he's the old man in the group. So have you had an opportunity to talk to Cam Jordan yet?
Of course. I rushed out to Cam as soon as when I told my agent, like, let's do it, let's pull the plug and let's sign with the Saints. You know, I rushed out to Cam, and he's going to be nothing but helpful. You know, he's the OG in the locker room, like you said, year 14. I mean, dang it, I'm going on year nine. I mean, I think Cam is going on year 15. I think so. It's just like time flies. I remember when I just got in the NFL, so. Now, people looking at me like the old man, and I'm about to be only on year nine. So, Cam is going to be a great help for me. You know, I told Cam I always respected the way he played the game. You know, Cam, he's one of those guys. He earned the right to pass rush on third down because he played such violently on the edge, with setting the edge, and I like the way he played. So, I mean, we're gonna feed off each other along with a lot of other guys. You know, I'm excited. This is going to be a great journey. This is going to be something that, you know, we can do. We just got to believe in ourselves and do it one game at a time and try to go 1-0 each and every week.
Davin, everybody that's played for him has a story. So I'm going to ask you, give me a Coach O story. Listen, I grew up with him, so I sort of know kind of the backdrop of a lot of things with him. But everybody that's ever played or been coached by him always has a Coach O story. So I'll give you the floor on that.
Oh, man. Well, Coach O said a lot of funny things. Coach O's my guy. So he said a lot of funny things. You know, he told me this one time. He told me, I guess I must have slacking at practice. And he was like, you better pick it up. You know how Coach O is. So you better pick it up. Are your ass gonna be a flack with shoveling shrimp?
That sounds about right, Mike.
Sounds about right. Exactly what he just said. Maybe a little bit more colorful, even.
He said your ass gonna be in flack with a strip boat shoveling shrimp if you don't pick this up. So Coach O, that's my guy, man. Coach O, he was very helpful to me. Him and Pete Jenkins, both of them were hand to hand. I couldn't have been in this place without either one of them, you know. Coach O was very helpful to me. He told me, you know, he the one got me to kind of be so versatile when it comes to, like, you know, playing shade, playing five, playing four. Coach O always told me, like, that's just going to bring value to your game. So, and I thank him for that because he was right. You know, the more you can do, the better, you know. So he definitely told me because it was sometimes when I didn't want to play with my left hand down, didn't want to play probably with my right hand down, and he was like, I'm telling you, it's going to add value to you. So, you know, I thank him for that.
Devon, is it almost like a surreal experience now? Can you, you have to pinch yourself being a prep star in Louisiana, playing for LSU, and now, man, coming back home to wear the black and gold?
I'm excited, man. I'm excited. But none of this stuff, none of this stuff matters if we don't go out there and do what we got to do and get some wins. That's the most important thing that matters. You know, winning is fun. You know, nobody likes losing, you know, but everybody wants to have fun, but the only time you can have fun is winning. And I learned that, you know, just about my time and being with Bill in New England. You know, winning is fun. Everybody, you know, everybody wants to win, but everybody don't want to do the stuff that it takes to win. You know, it's a lot of sacrificing. You know, it's a lot of things that go into just, you know, winning on Sundays or Mondays or Thursdays, whatever. You know, you got to do the things to take the step to win. You know, like I said today, nobody's going to win a Super Bowl today, but you can definitely lose a Super Bowl today by not preparing the right way to get to that point. So, it just takes the commitment, and, you know, it just takes the – you got to trust your teammates, too. That's another thing, you know. Coming to a new team, you got to build that chemistry in OTAs and training camp. You know, you gotta build that trust with guys. You know, you gotta build that trust that I know that, you know, this guy's gonna be in a position when the plays come to make his play, and I gotta trust him that he's gonna be there. You know, so we all can play as team defense as 11 has to the ball. So I'm excited, man. I'm excited. It's my first time playing in the NFC. I've been in the AFC my whole career, so I'm excited to get a new start.
Definitely appreciate the time. Welcome back home, and definitely looking forward to seeing you play Sundays in the Superdome, man. Thanks for the time.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Davin.
Davin Godshaw giving us some time there, Mike. And, man, like I said to him, it's got to be a pretty amazing thing to, you know, you played high school ball here. You went to LSU, and now you get to come back in the ninth year in the NFL, back to the place where it all basically started for you, and just, you know, a prep star, college star, and hopefully a, you know, pro star now with the black and gold.
The crazy thing with Davin is he tore up his knee as a senior, and maybe there were some people there at that time, or one person in particular, that maybe thought about maybe pulling that scholarship from him.
Wow.
But he came back from the knee injury, and he played as a true freshman at LSU. Man, that's when LSU had some defensive linemen. Not like today. I mean, you know, our last couple years, they had some defensive linemen there. And Davin really fought through it. And he's right about Coach O, because one of the things Coach Ogeron told me about him is Mikey's versatile. And he's played defensive end. He can play defensive tackle. We just got to get more consistency out of him. And he brought that up. That's what Coach Jenkins kind of mastered to him, and you saw him become such a good technician in being able to get under the pads of an offensive lineman, move him around, steer him to get some credence to get around him left or right. And, man, to do this 9 years at that spot, that's a long time in the NFL playing in the trenches, 9 years. That's a long stretch. People don't realize it. It's not like, you know, maybe other jobs you do for 9 years. Man, the hits and being able to play through the pain and playing through, you know, some injuries, too, that he's had to deal with. And so, man, I was thrilled to death when they were able to acquire Godshaw, because I know just how much work he's put into being the player he is today. And I think he can help this Saints defense out, which has had some real difficulties, major ones, stopping the run the last couple years.
No doubt about that, Mike. Thank you for hanging out a little bit longer with me so we could talk to Davin Godshaw. Talk to you tomorrow. Will Klopp will be joining the show at 4:20, another former Louisianan coming back home.
Man, I remember his dad, Tommy, playing at LSU. Man, I'm getting old, Steve. So, but Will, man, he was a hell of a player at LSU. They bring him in as a versatile piece who can play center and guard. And as a good sixth man, remember, he took Zach Streif's place as the extra tight end, too.
Again, thank you, Mikey. Be talking to you tomorrow on Sports Talk. Have a good one.
Thank you, brother. Take care.
Taking a break here on Sports Talk as we get ready for Pelicans basketball. A 7 o'clock tip-off over on 870 AM, 7 o'clock on 105.3 FM. Coming up, the Jay Johnson Show. Stay tuned on WWL right after this. St. Patrick's Day hoops coming up on WWL at 7 o'clock. The big 870M tip off. The Detroit Pistons taking on the New Orleans Pelicans, whose starters this evening are C.J. McCollum, Trey Murphy, Kelly Olynyk, Eve Missy, and Zion Williamson. For more on the Birds in this matchup against Detroit, here's head coach Willie Green.
Detroit's had a major turnaround this year, coach. Obviously, new coach. They're a very young team last season. But the addition of those veterans like Beasley and Schroeder came at the deadline, Tim Hardaway Jr., what does adding veterans to a young team do?
Well, the beauty in adding veterans, and especially veterans that they all contribute, they all play, is they have an opportunity to show the young guys on their team a great example of what professionalism looks like. And I know Tobias, played with him when he was a younger guy, still keep in contact with him. Tim Hardaway, obviously, Beasley's had a stellar career. Schroeder is he's been on teams and he's won at a high level. So, you put those four guys on a team for the young guys, they're practicing every day. They're showing these guys, how to be a pro on and off the floor, and you can see the turnaround with that group. They're making a big impact on that team, and now their young guys are, taking more steps forward, for sure.
You look at the matchup inside. This is another team that likes to attack the offensive glass, especially Jalen Duren. For Carlo, who's shown a lot of upside on the offensive end, how do you get him to lock in a little bit more defensively? Because it seems like as much as he scored, there's there are times when he gives it back. So how do you get him against a team that's this aggressive to be a little bit more physical?
Yeah, that's the challenge for our young bigs and quite frankly our group is a physical team is coming into our building and we have to have a mindset that we're going to step on the floor and match. Outmatch or at least match that intensity. And it starts with the defensive end. It starts with our ability to communicate and transition. It starts with our ability to finish possessions, stick hand contest and finish possessions with rebounds. Those are all challenges that, our young guys have to continue to work at and be disciplined, step on the floor and execute at a high level.
Well, I know you want to win every game, but do you still get a little bit more excited when you're playing against this team that you kind of grew up watching and everything? Or is it kind of over with now?
No, I mean, it's, I know that the local television network in Detroit, a lot of my family will get to see us play and get to see us play against the Pistons. Look, I grew up watching, Detroit play as a kid. Isaiah Thomas, Joe Dumars, Vinnie Johnson, Lambert, all of those guys played against, Chauncey and those guys. Championship team, so there's always that's always special to be able to play, coach against your hometown team. Yeah.
Coach, you mentioned your time playing alongside Tobias Harris. I was talking to him this morning, and I met Doc Rivers a couple weeks ago. Said if young guys can't learn from Tobias Harris, they can't learn from anybody. Mm-hmm. What do you like about him as a pro? Because whenever. It's almost like consensus that he's like a pro's pro, just the way he kind of goes about his business.
I think the biggest thing with Tobias is that he takes it serious. Like, he doesn't take this for granted. And he was like that as a young player. And he comes in every day, 99% of the time, he's at it. He's ready for practice. He's lifting, he's conditioning, he's preparing himself mentally, physically for what an NBA season is about. He's doing it off the floor. He's eating healthy. He takes care of himself. Doc is right. If you watch Tobias and you don't learn from him, who can you learn from? So I agree with that.
Head coach Willie Green getting the Birds ready to take on the Detroit Pistons tonight. A 7 o'clock tip-off on the big 870 AM. Looking at the Pelicans right now, they are 18-50 on the season. What a huge difference from last year when this team ended up with 49 victories and everyone was complaining then, Charlie.
Yeah, it feels like the Pistons turnaround. I mean, it's just flip-flopped. The Pistons were terrible for like basically the past half decade, and now, you know, 37-31, and they're cruising into the Eastern Conference playoffs. Two teams that seem to be kind of heading in different directions.
I know we text back and forth during these games. What's your mindset right now with the Pelicans? Are you rooting for victories or just kind of entertaining games and hope they cough it up at the end to not damage those lottery balls come the draft time?
You know, getting into the top three is important as far as the odds go, Steve.
Yeah.
So it's worth monitoring the rest of the league, like the Jazz, the Wizards, and the Hornets to see how they're doing. But otherwise, I mean, yeah, I'll always root for the Pels to win. It's just a matter of, oh, if they lose, well, let's see what happened with Charlotte. Let's see what happened with Utah. Let's see what happened with Washington.
Yeah, you mentioning Charlotte. They are 17-50, and both Washington and Utah have 15 wins on the season. Pels 18-50 right now, heading into this matchup against the Pistons. Taking a break. Be back to close out Sports Talk right after this on WWL. The end of a Monday has come for Sports Talk. We'll be back tomorrow, though. Me and Mike DiTullio will be talking to Will Clapp, back with the Black and Gold here from the Saints offensive lineman at 420. Plus, we're going to break down the NCAA tournament with UNO men's basketball coach Stacy Hollowell at 520. Who's your pick to win it all, and which team you think could be the big Cinderella in this matchup? Then at 6:30 tomorrow, LSU baseball back at it, going for a 16th straight victory when they take on UNO on WWL and the Odyssey app. Tonight, coming up at 7 on 105.3 FM, the Jay Johnson Show. Meanwhile, if you're looking for the Pels, tune over to 870 AM. They're about to tip off against the Detroit Pistons. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in this evening. For Charlie Long, I'm Steve Geller. Have a great night and be talking to you tomorrow. Who dat, folks?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.